T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. Two murder suspects who broke out of jail in Salinas Sunday have been caught after a massive manhunt. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign joins us with details of their capture. Doug?
Well, Rebecca, after more than 2 days on the run, 21-year-old Santos Fonseca and 20-year-old Jonathan Salazar were caught around midnight last night, says Monterey County Sheriff's Captain John Thornburg. They were spotted and captured at the border with Mexico, but heading north, not south.
The two individuals tried to walk back into the country down at the U.S.-Mexico border. We had received information that they were in the area of Tijuana. Once we received that information, we notified the Customs Border and Protection Agency, and they were able to locate them trying to walk back into the country.
Thornburg says the two men broke out together, though they were in jail awaiting trial on unrelated killings, and there's no evidence they knew each other before. Thornburg says, yes, they will still be held in that same jail, but he's confident they won't be able to escape again.
We've done at least 3 security improvements to that one particular housing unit, and before anybody asks, no, they are not going to be housed in the same housing unit.
Now they will face at least one additional charge, escape. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Thank you, Doug. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says that he is taking Facebook to court. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub joins us now to report. Becerra says the tech giant has failed to respond to a number of subpoenas over user privacy. Jeffrey?
Well, Rebecca, the Attorney General says Facebook has failed to comply with its subpoenas going back to early last year.
We've asked for information regarding the effect of the company's various privacy settings on third parties' access to data, including which apps Facebook granted access to user data despite users restricting access to their information.
Now, this includes Cambridge Analytica, which accessed 87 million Americans' data and used it to conduct election-related disinformation campaigns.
We have, since the spring of 2018, been looking into allegations that Facebook violated California law by, among other things, deceiving users and misrepresenting its privacy practices. Those are serious allegations. When you consider the personal information that we all supply to Facebook every single day, Facebook knows some of the most intimate details of our lives.
Now, we have reached out to Facebook for a response, but have not heard back just yet. Reporting in the News Center, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Thanks, Jeffrey. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District is getting an earful about its response to the New Star facility fire. KCBS's Jim Taylor reports.
It happened on the afternoon of October 15th.
The New Star had a tank explosion. It resulted in another tank being engulfed and exploding.
Wayne Kino, Bay Area Air Quality Management.
We are still investigating this particular incident. What happened was it closed Highway 80 for about 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. that night. There was shelter in place.
A lot of people affected by that. Crockett resident Nancy Reeser among those sheltering in place.
We were alarmed to see John Sweat High School students being released from the school while Crockett was experiencing a shelter in place. So the school either got the wrong communication or decided to go rogue. I'm not exactly sure.
Still a lot of questions about first responders being on the same page. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Airbnb says it'll spend the next year verifying all 7 million of its listings as it works to improve user trust. The home share company says it'll also start rebooking or refunding guests if they check into a property that doesn't match the listing. The company's also launching a 24-hour hotline for guests, neighbors, and others to report problems. The changes come after 5 people were killed at an Airbnb in Orinda last week during an unauthorized Halloween party. The shooting came on the same day that Vice News broke the story of a nationwide scam on Airbnb.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.